Step In, Bible Stories for Children. Episode 1, Nehemiah.
In a far-off land, under a sky as blue as a robin's egg, Nehemiah sat at his desk, surrounded by the hustle and bustle of the king's grand palace. Imagine being in a place so busy, with people rushing here and rushing there, carrying messages and commands to every corner of the kingdom. One day, while Nehemiah was busy with his duties, his brother Hanini came to visit. Hanini had just returned from Jerusalem, and he had news that made Nehemiah's heart sink like a stone in a pond. "Nehemiah," Hanini said, his face weary and sad, "the walls of our beloved Jerusalem are broken down. Its gates have been burned with fire. The city is in great trouble and disgrace." Now close your eyes and think for a moment. What if you heard that your favourite playground or school was all broken and nobody was safe there anymore? That's how Nehemiah felt, heartbroken and worried. Nehemiah knew he couldn't just sit and do nothing, but what could he, a cupbearer to the king, possibly do? This was a question that weighed on his heart, heavy as a load of bricks. That night, Nehemiah did something very important. He prayed. Imagine talking to your best friend about something really big that's bothering you. That's what praying was like for Nehemiah. He asked God for help and for the courage to speak to the king about Jerusalem. Days passed, and finally the moment came. Nehemiah stood before the king, his heart pounding like a drummer in a parade. He'd never been so nervous. The king noticed his sad face and asked, "Why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart." Nehemiah took a deep breath. "May the king live forever. Why should my face not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been destroyed by fire?" The king looked at Nehemiah thoughtfully, then asked, "What is it you want?" Can you feel how tense that moment must have been? Nehemiah whispered a quick prayer and then said bravely, "If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favour in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried, so that I can rebuild it." The king nodded slowly. And after a moment that seemed to stretch for as long as the River Nile, he agreed. Nehemiah could hardly believe his ears. The king not only gave his permission, but also letters for safe passage and timber for the gates of the fortress of the temple. As Nehemiah prepared for his journey, his heart was filled with hope. He was about to embark on a great adventure, one that would require all his courage and faith. And as he left the palace, a cool breeze seemed to whisper in his ears, "Go and rebuild." So off Nehemiah went, ready to face whatever challenges lay ahead, driven by his love for Jerusalem and his faith in God's help. Nehemiah's journey to Jerusalem was long and filled with thoughts of the great task ahead. As the dusty roads twisted and turned, he pictured the ruined walls of Jerusalem, and his resolve grew stronger with each step. Imagine walking towards a place filled with memories, eager to fix what was broken, to make it strong again. Finally, Nehemiah arrived in Jerusalem. As he walked through the city gates, his heart ached at the sight. The once proud walls that protected the city were now just piles of rubble, burnt wood. But Nehemiah was not discouraged. Instead, he felt a fire of determination ignite within him. "We will rebuild these walls," he promised himself. "We will bring safety and pride back to our city." But not everyone was pleased to see Nehemiah or hear about his plans. Enter Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official, two local leaders who were very upset that someone came to help the people of Jerusalem. Can you imagine having someone be mad just because you wanted to help? That's how Nehemiah felt. Surprised and a bit scared. But he didn't let that stop him. Sanballat and Tobiah started by making fun of Nehemiah and the people. "What are these feeble Jews doing?" Sanballat laughed loudly. "Do they think they can build up the walls in a single day? Do they think they can make something of stones from a rubbish heap? And charred ones at that?" Tobiah joined in, sneering. Even if a fox climbed on what they're building, it would break down their wall of stones. Hearing these words, the people of Jerusalem felt their hearts sink. But Nehemiah stood tall and spoke to them with courage. "Do not be afraid of them," he said. "Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and daughters, your wives and your homes." Inspired by Nehemiah's brave words, the people began to work with renewed vigour. Men and women, old and young, everyone picked up tools and started to rebuild. They carried stones, mixed mortar, and slowly the walls began to rise from the ruins. As the walls grew higher, Sanballat and Tobiah grew angrier and more desperate. They tried to trick Nehemiah into meeting them in the villages on the plain of Ono. But Nehemiah was wise. He knew they meant to harm him and sent messages to say, "I'm carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?" Four times they sent him the same message, and each time Nehemiah gave them the same answer. Nehemiah knew that stopping, even for a moment, could mean danger for the project and for himself. Through it all, Nehemiah never lost faith. The people of Jerusalem worked side by side, their spirits lifted by Nehemiah's leadership and their shared purpose. The wall, piece by piece, was becoming whole again, a symbol of their strength and unity. As the sun rose over Jerusalem, casting golden beams on the newly built sections of the wall, the people of the city woke up each day with a renewed sense of purpose. Nehemiah watched over the construction, filled with pride and gratitude. Imagine seeing a great plan come together with everyone around you working hard and sharing in the dream. However, Sanballat and Tobiah, still burning with anger and jealousy, weren't ready to give up their schemes. They tried a new tactic to stop Nehemiah and his work. This time they sent a letter, an open one intended to scare Nehemiah and spread rumours among the people. The letter claimed that Nehemiah was planning to become king and rebel against the Persian Empire. Everyone is talking about it, the letter proclaimed, and now the king will hear of it too. Imagine how troubling it would be to hear such false things about you, especially when you're doing something good. But Nehemiah knew his heart and his mission. He replied calmly and firmly, "Nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head." Sanballat and Tobiah realized that their words could not shake Nehemiah, so they plotted one last desperate attempt. They hired a man to try and frighten Nehemiah into hiding inside the temple, which is a forbidden place for him to enter in such a manner, which would disgrace him. But Nehemiah saw through their plan. "Should a man like me run away," he thought, "I will not go in." Because of Nehemiah's wisdom and courage, the work continued without him hiding or being disgraced. Day by day, stone by stone, the wall neared completion. And can you believe it? In just 52 days, the wall was finished. The gates were set up and the city was secure once again. The people gathered around the completed wall, their faces shining with joy and pride. They'd done it together, despite all the obstacles. Nehemiah led the people to a great celebration. There was music with cymbals and harps and lyres, and the sound of singing filled the air. Imagine a party so loud and joyful that it could be heard far away. Finally, Nehemiah spoke to the people. He reminded them that this wasn't just about stones and walls. It was about building their faith and their community. "God helped us rebuild this wall," Nehemiah said. "Let us always remember to stand strong in our faith and together as a community." As Nehemiah stood before the newly fortified city, he knew the walls were strong. But the spirit of the people was even stronger. Together they had rebuilt more than just their city's defences. They had rebuilt their hope and their commitment to each other and to God. And so the story of Nehemiah and the wall of Jerusalem teaches us that with faith, wise leadership and unity, no challenge is too great, no foe too daunting. As our story of Nehemiah and the rebuilding of Jerusalem's walls concludes, we carry with us more than just a tale of bricks and mortar. Nehemiah's journey was a testament to the strength that comes from faith in God and collaboration among people who share a common goal. Nehemiah was not a builder by trade, but a cupbearer, a position far removed from construction. Yet he answered God's call with a brave heart, showing us that you don't have to be the most likely person to do great things. You just need to have courage and trust in God's plan. Nehemiah's story teaches us that no obstacle is too large when you have faith and the support of your community. He also demonstrated the power of prayer and reliance on God, consulting him at every turn, from deciding to speak to the king to countering the plots of his enemies. This reminds us to bring our worries and plans to God, who gives us the strength and wisdom to overcome challenges. Moreover, Nehemiah's leadership brought together a community. Everyone, regardless of their past or status, worked side by side to rebuild the walls. This unity shows us the importance of teamwork and helping one another, reinforcing the idea that together we are stronger and can achieve monumental tasks. Finally, Nehemiah's perseverance in the face of opposition and his refusal to be misled or intimidated by enemies' plots teach us about integrity and the courage to stand up for what is right, even when it is difficult. In our own lives, we may not be rebuilding physical walls, but we face challenges that require us to be brave, to pray, to work with others, and to persist in our goals. Nehemiah's story encourages us to stand firm in our faith, work diligently towards our objectives, and always, always support and uplift each other in our endeavours. So, let Nehemiah's courage and faith inspire you to face your challenges with the same determination and trust in God. What walls in your life can you build or rebuild with the help of others and God's guidance? Remember, like the walls of Jerusalem, every challenge you overcome makes you stronger and more united with those around you.